Going on, guys? Today we have Hayden from Ohio Hunting Outdoors. Go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of your YouTube channel, what you do on there.
Hey guys, I'm Hayden Waters from Ohio Hunting Outdoors, and I pretty much just do hunting and fishing and pretty much the same stuff that Endless Outdoors and Try Outdoors does. Just pretty much stuff like that.
Yeah, so basically, Layton saw his YouTube videos on YouTube, and we kind of became buddies through that. So Layton, talk about kind of finding his videos and everything like that.
So I guess it was just me scrolling through YouTube one day, and I saw one of his videos, and it was like, I think it was around he's like, you know, first started. He had like, I don't even know, he had like 12 subscribers. I can't remember. But I clicked on it and watched a little bit of it, and I noticed how like he put editing into it, he put work and effort into his videos, and I was like, hey, that's what we want. So I gave him a sub, you know. I was like, yes sir, that's my guy. And
it's kind of crazy now because you have over 200 subscribers now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he started way later than us, and he has like way more than us.
Yeah, and I remember him being like, thanks for getting to 40 subscribers or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's pretty wild. What kind of – was it the shorts that made you get to over 200?
I actually really don't know. Yeah, I got – a lot of my shorts got a couple thousand views.
Yeah, I saw where some of the – like the coon dog shorts got a couple thousand views.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It got like over 100 likes.
Dang.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
That was like one of my first videos too.
Yeah. So do you hunt with coon dogs a lot?
Yeah, we do coon hunting and stuff. I actually have a couple of videos on my YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen channel. Do you have any personal dogs, or do you hunt with like a family dog or something?
No, we have 3 coon dogs, and then I have like two pet dogs. One's a lab and one's a schnauzer.
Nice.
I always wanted a dog like that, you know, like something like Jim Tom or like some sort of retriever, like a Chiefy or something. Like I've always wanted those.
What kind of dogs you got? Coon dogs. What kind of coon dogs you got?
Walkers.
Nice. That's my man.
Yeah.
Walker dogs. No cold nose dogs.
You know what's crazy about my lab, though?
Yeah.
He doesn't even like water.
Really?
Yeah, he's scared of water.
Well, that's pretty funny.
I mean, there's some times where I look behind the pond, behind our grandparents' barn, you know, and then I see Rowdy, he's just swimming in the pond, and then Jim Tom, he's running around barking at him the entire time. He'll jump in the water, but then, like, it looks like he's drowning because he's trying to swim. And he's not like a good swimmer.
So like, I don't know. I don't know how much he could swim in there. It's basically just mud.
Pretty much.
Because I fell in there before. And it's just mud. I went up to my waist in mud.
Oh, geez.
That wasn't fun. But yeah. Anyways.
Frog or something?
What?
What were we trying to do? Get like a frog or something?
Yeah, I shot a frog and it jumped out into like the middle and had died and it floated back to the top of the water. So I had got like this big piece of old barnwood and like laid it on the mud and tried to walk on the piece of wood so I didn't fall in the mud. And then obviously I fell in the mud.
Oh jeez.
I mean, that's just life, I guess. I don't know. I just have a cookie crumbles, you know.
Yeah.
How the biscuit crumbles, you know, it's all right. Yeah.
But you've actually posted quite a few deer hunting videos on your channel.
Yeah, that's mainly what mine have been lately. Well, yeah. Like last deer season.
Yeah. And killed a pretty good buck, too.
Yeah, it was like a weird, non-typical one.
I remember that. That was insane. Don't you have like a second channel for like other stuff or...
Yeah, I was going to make it more of like a, like, I don't, like, more like a, like a vlog thing, like about like around the house and stuff like that. Just yeah, like less about videos. Hunting and fishing.
So it's pretty much just like a secondary channel about like.
Yeah, but I kind of left it aside just to try to get my main channel more.
Yeah.
Subscribers and stuff.
I kind of thought about that a second too. I was like, maybe I should make this other channel for this. And I was like, why don't I just put that on my main channel instead of having two small channels? I can grow my main channel.
Like I have 52 subscribers on my second channel, and I think I have 3 videos, and my one video got like 13,000 views and like over 100 likes. And I was like, man, I wish I would have posted that on my main channel.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, I just created a game channel and like, because I didn't want, I usually like, some of you, I mean, both of you know that I used to like stream gaming stuff on my main channel. And then like people would go subscribe to my main channel expecting like, and they wouldn't, they'd only show up for like the gaming stuff.
Yeah, and they would want, because there was that one kid that would that would comment on like all your videos, play Call of the Wild.
Yeah. And then I was just like, you know what, I ain't having this. Like, it's fun and all, and I really enjoy doing it, but I don't want people coming over to my channel expecting gaming and not getting that, because I'm not going to make videos on that.
Yeah.
Right.
My phone just fell.
we all heard it.
Anyway, so I just decided to, like, make that second channel, and right now I'm making a video for that channel. So
yeah.
Hopefully that'll come out soon, but who knows? I'll take like a month editing stuff, so
he does. Me and Layton were just talking about like the shorts right before this, because we don't make a whole lot of shorts, but I know some people that they have grown their YouTube channels by like 100 subscribers in one day just from uploading.
Oh yeah,
just from uploading one short and it going viral.
Yeah, it's crazy how much people watch like shorts compared to like a video, which I don't blame them. They're a lot quicker.
Yeah, and just because a view just counts as them scrolling onto it.
Yeah, just flipping through the shorts. Yeah,
and a short's a lot shorter, so even if they stay there for like a regular video, I think it counts as a view as like a minute or two in. If you stay for a minute or two in, it counts as a view. But the shorts, if your short is only 30 seconds long, I mean, how many seconds do they have to stay on there for it to count as a view?
Yeah, it's probably like as soon as they swipe on it.
Right. So when people are just swiping, they cannot even watch it and count as a view.
And that's just good for the algorithm.
Yeah. And then you have a lot of people that swipe on there and they have no idea what your channel's about. And it just has that big red subscribe button at the bottom.
Yeah. Or they just hit like as they're going through.
Yeah.
There are people who I subscribe to, and they, like, their channel is just based off of shorts. Like, literally. Yeah. That's all they post. And sometimes they're, like, hilarious, and I die laughing to them.
Yeah.
And if I'm just bored, I'll just go on YouTube or Instagram, go through, like, reels or shorts or something. Because, like, those are entertaining. So, I mean, shorts are a good way of, like, growing your channel.
There's channels that's specific to it, and I like that, because that's like all they post. But there's some channels that, like, me and Layton had some drama with in the past, so I'm like not gonna say anything about them. But basically, they want to talk crap about like how many subscribers they have and how their videos are so much better when all they do is post shorts, but it's not even the content that their channel's about. Yeah. Something totally.
Yeah.
And literally, back to what we were saying earlier, like, you scroll through, and, like, you can just scroll, and that counts as a view. Literally, you go through and look at all the shorts, they have, like, sometimes 1,000 views, over 100 views at least. And then you look at the actual videos, and they're, like, 20 views, 30 views, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't match at all.
Yeah.
Or the views to subscribers.
Exactly. Because
people will subscribe to that channel off of the shorts, because if you upload 10 shorts a day, one of them is bound to go viral, you know, or at least get a couple thousand views. So when they do that and someone just clicks subscribe, they might not ever go back to that channel again. They're just subscribed.
Facts.
Yeah. I'll do a short like every once in a while, just because it just kind of gets the channel out there a little more.
Yeah,
for people to see it.
See, and that's
what... I wouldn't use it for like a every time I post type thing. I mean, right. I started like that, but I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, you like those regular videos on YouTube channel, because that's what YouTube channels are about, is like those regular longer videos about the content that your channel's about, not just,
and it makes you look more professional too. Like if you just go through and look at somebody's channel, all you see are like the little vertical screens with like the gray background and whatnot. You just, that's all you see. It gets like, it doesn't
look a lot more, and a lot more effort goes into the real videos than the short.
Yeah. Exactly. It takes hours to edit like an 8-minute long video.
Yeah, they might get a lot of subscribers and stuff, but they're not, I doubt they'll get like sponsors and all kinds of stuff like that later on.
Their views are the people that watch their videos. The subscribers don't care about their videos.
No.
But I'm thinking about doing some shorts just to do what you were saying, like get the channel out there some.
Yeah.
And make it specific to like the content that I put on my channel.
Yeah.
I think
just one that people see it and it catches their attention. They're like, oh yeah, I'll subscribe to them. Or...
yeah, because my dog, like everybody likes dogs. If I do like some shorts about like my hunting dog, then like, and that gets a couple thousand views and I get some subscribers off that, then that's fine.
Bingo. Yeah, dude, that dog you have is doing, he's doing pretty good from what I can see.
He's coming along nice.
Oh yeah. I wish we had this on video. I had my GoPro strapped in my head while this happened. Literally where I'm sitting right now, literally like last summer, well, not last summer, like this summer, you know, we were sitting right here. We had Chief. He was sitting down, and there's this possum out in our garden eating the tomatoes every night. And we've seen him once, but he got away. So tonight we were waiting here, all of us sitting down. We got the shoddy out. my brother got the BB gun out. He was locked and loaded. And
your brother had a headlamp.
He had a hand lamp.
He had like gloves and a beanie on. It was like 95 degrees outside. He had gloves. He had camo gloves, like a beanie, and a headlamp on.
I ain't gonna lie, he was looking drippy. But then we were sitting here, and then Keaton's holding on to Chief. And then Chief, all of a sudden, just like, he gets up, and then he just like starts pointing at the garden.
He's just like staring into the garden. Yeah. His ears are perked up, and he's just locked onto the garden.
Yeah. And he's still like on the leash. So like, Keaton is holding onto the leash, and not the leash, the leash. And like, he's still holding onto Chief. And then eventually, he gets the leash, and then unhooks it. And then Chief goes insane. He goes, meow, all the way to the garden. Just like that, meow. He goes all the way to the garden. And then we run as fast as we can. And then, what do you know? That stinking possum was sitting there eating on a mater. And then King goes, boom, and knocks him out.
What Chief did, when I let Chief go, he ran. And he ran around the other side of the garden where the possum was. And when he... and when the possum saw him, the possum ran straight to me, and I just shot him, like, point blank, pretty much.
And then eventually, we let my brother shoot it right in the face of the BB gun.
Just because. Pest control, so Chief did a pretty good job of control that night. Yeah, and we couldn't even see it, because it was, like, dark. Even though we had a flashlight, and we were shining the garden every now and then. And even when he perked up, we shined the garden, and we couldn't even see it. So that was just all him that we killed the possum.
It was about this time right then, about 10:39 my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. But yeah, I was thinking about uploading a couple shorts just to get the channel out there, because I don't really do that a lot. I don't really share my channel out a lot anywhere. So I should probably do some of that.
You see, that's what I do. See, like, I'm
because Layton does a lot of that from like his streaming stuff and his Discord stuff.
Yeah, I'm one of those weirdos that has Discord, and so I go on there and they have like a self promotion channel. So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna do it. So every time I post a video or a short or something, I post it on there. And I've actually gained some viewers from that, but of course it's self-promoting. What do you expect? But yeah, and I've also gotten, like, I don't recommend asking for these, but like shout outs, they're like really nice to have. They'll help you out, but there's a good side and there's a downside to it. More than likely, if somebody like a big, like let's say a big YouTuber shouts you out, let's say he has like, I don't know, 10,000 subscribers, you are almost like guaranteed. And like, let's say you're a low, like, you know, a starter YouTuber with like 100, 150 subs or something, you know, 50 subs or whatever. You're more than likely, you're going to gain something from that. You're going to gain at least, at least like 15 subs from that.
Right.
But the bad thing is,
but you're not going to gain 15 views.
Exactly. More than likely, they're just going to subscribe to you to help you out. They're not actually going to watch
it.
So don't, and I've seen people do this, I'm not going to name them out, but like, people go over to like random channels that do like self-promoting stuff.
They're that's what I was going to say. I remember when we, for like a week or two, we, the guy that had the fishing channel or whatever, and we did that where he had like live streams just for self-promotion.
Yeah. And I totally regret doing that now, but because, like, I don't have near, well, I mean, I've never seen any of those people in my streams again, I mean, my videos again.
Yeah, I would rather, like, have people watch and subscribe because they like watching my videos than just subscribe just because they want to help, which, I mean, it's okay
because somebody else, else told them to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes 100. That's 100%. You know,
Layton, your last video kind of blew up a little bit though.
I know. I was surprised about that. Like, people enjoy like those target practicing videos. Yeah. My first
my bow fishing one has quite a lot of views too.
Yeah, it actually.
But I kind of did that on purpose because I put Barkley Dam Bow Fishing in the name, and that's like really popular during the summertime. So.
Yeah,
my last video did pretty good too. It was It was like
the mini flare video.
Yeah, meeting my farm manager.
That was so cool. Yeah. That was so cool.
Everybody in the comments was just going like Flair Jr.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah, the
that video.
The picture too looks like a Flair video.
Like a Flair thumbnail. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool though that you have that little farm animals on your that's pretty cool. Got you a little homestead there.
didn't you tell me one day that how does your like goat thing work? Because I've heard about, you told me about like your goats and everything,
like with the fair.
Okay so
you go buy a goat for like, obviously you try to get it as cheap as you can, and then you raise it and try to like gain its muscle by walking it and like just setting it up and making it look like as best as it can. And then when you take it to the fair, you take it and they do like competition where you like, it's kind of hard to explain. It'd be easier to show, but like you like, you
try to make them.
You pretty much show them, but you like just, they call it setting them up. It's where you like put their legs like even in the front, and then you kind of like stretch them out in the back and make
kinda
them even,
kind of like dog goes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a square. Like you try to make them look real square and good, and then
kind of like when they have those coon dogs stay postured. After they want to hunt or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So they go off by like which one has the best muscle and which one that they like that looks the best. And you compete a bunch of different people from the fair, and they just pick the best one, and that you can win. And if you win, you get like ribbons and stuff like that. It's just something fun to do. And then at the end of the fair, if you have a meat goat, which is what I had, you go through an auction that they have. They have a bunch of buyers come up to the fair, and you walk it out there and they bid on your goat, and then you put it on the truck and they give you the money for it. And you usually end up coming out with more than you have in the goat. So it's
right
pretty decent profit.
Yeah. If you win anything, do you ever get paid more?
Yeah, if you get, like, if you're, like, the top two, which is Grand Champion and Reserve Grand Champion, Grand Champion usually gets the most. People bid higher for that, which I got, like, this year I got, let me think. It was 500 for my goat. The Grand Champion got, I think it was 1,000 or something.
God dang.
And then Reserve Grand Champion got more because they're more well known. But
yeah,
I think Reserved got like 13,000 to 15,000. I mean, hundred, not thousand. Sorry.
Well, that's pretty good for a goat.
That's insane. Yeah, yeah, that's really good for a goat. But
yeah,
I'd like to make $1,000 off of a goat.
Yeah, but the one that got Grand Champion, they're newer, so they
weren't as well known as the
yeah they didn't other one. they didn't have like people that they knew to buy to spend more on their goat.
Right. Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and they do cows and pigs, and I'm wanting to do a cow next year. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I've seen where people show the cows and everything, like they shave them to where that tail looks like it's a like a 90-degree angle pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the funny thing about the goats is they tell you to cut everything except for the tip of the tail, so it looks like a little paintbrush on the end of the tail. It's pretty funny.
That's what my cat looked like. It was so weird. It's like my cat, he ended up getting like some sort of infection because he got bit by another like wildcat. I mean, we have a wildcat that lives around here, but apparently he got like infected, and if we didn't take him to the vet, he like could have died from that. So we were lucky. And his like tail, it was like he has like a really fluffy tail. It's like really fluffy, and he goes it, like it went up fluffy, and then it went to like possum tail, like for a little bit, and then it went puffy again, and then it was like bloody in the back. But it was really nasty, but I mean it's healed now. That was back in like early this year. But it looked really weird. That was kind of off topic, but oh well.
<That's all right. laughs> Bloody cattails.
Bloody cattail.
We went from goats to bloody cattails.
Yeah.
That's just how these work, man. Yeah. You talk about one thing and it goes
totally different. That's what I was telling them. We just talk about some random stuff sometimes.
Yeah. But that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah. Just switching topics, like total like 180 just.
Yeah. Most of the like the they try to stick to a schedule, like a thing to talk about, but they always go off. I mean, that's just how it goes.
I mean, that's just how podcasts are, man.
The ones that I don't like are the ones that have like a schedule and are like scripted to where they
like have to stop what they're talking to get back on.
Right. Like they wrote down everything that they're gonna say before the actual podcast.
Yeah. Then it just doesn't come as easy.
Right. I just think about like three or four things to talk about and then just kind of have a conversation pretty much.
Oh yeah, I just talk like I'm on FaceTime or something.
Yeah.
That's how we do it, yeah.
Yeah, but pigs are a good thing to get into because all you have to do with them is walk them out in the ring, and you just get this little stick, and you just tap them on the side to get them to go where you want. And you pay, I don't know, you can get pigs for a decent price. If you can find it for a decent price, they were going for like $2,000 this year.
Wow.
So they're like easy money.
Right. Is it like those really big pigs?
It depends. I mean, some people have smaller, some people have bigger.
Oh, it's just kind of a varied field.
Yeah.
Pigs.
They have a max weight limit, but I'm not sure, but the minimum they do have one of those. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, so like Charlotte's Web's not going to cut it.
Yeah.
Want me some bacon.
The minimum weight for a goat is 45, and my sister shared a goat this year, and hers was 45 pounds exactly, so she just got in.
Just got it?
Oh, yeah. That's close. My goat was 78 pounds, so he was kind of big.
Yeah.
Which he was one of the bigger meat goats there.
That's like my brother.
Huh?
That's like my brother.
We had my very first year, I did a bottle baby, which is like where you just bottle feed them because they are not with their parents anymore.
Right.
But I did a bottle baby, and he was the friendliest goat ever, and he weighed like 130 pounds, I think.
Dang.
Wow. He was huge.
So he almost had 100 pounds on the one that's your sister.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's crazy.
He was big.
Thick boy.
And, of course, I was a lot smaller then, so I couldn't hardly walk him. Luckily, yeah. he was pretty friendly, so he kind of just followed me around.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, you do the ghost stuff at the fair. That's pretty interesting, honestly.
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk about that because that's something that I haven't heard a lot about.
Yeah,
I've obviously heard of, like, showing animals and all that, but not from someone I kind of know.
That could have been a cool video. I didn't want to lie.
Yeah, I know. If I had like a camera person, I would have done it, but I don't have anyone to video.
Right. Dude, it makes sense.
I don't got that much money.
Just one of them GoPro chest mounts and it'd be good.
I could have just strapped a GoPro on me and went in.
Yeah.
one
of those dog harnesses on the
goat. That would have been funny.
Karen comes up and is like, you don't have the right to record me.
Just put a GoPro on the judge so he can watch me.
Yeah.
Video. But sadly, I didn't win anything this year. But I thought I would because my goat actually looked pretty good. But
yeah.
they had some nice goats there. The one that won Grand Champion, the girl paid $15,000 for it.
Good God.
It for a goat, $15,000, and of course she got $1,000 for it. So I mean, she hardly put a dent. But I mean, it was a good looking goat. That was probably the most muscular goat I've ever seen.
Like, I don't get it. Like, if you're only gonna win at most $1,000, why spend $15,000 on a goat whenever? That's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just to get your name out there. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you have to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess there's no way anyone was going to pay that much for it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, even reserved Grand Champion got more than that. But reserved Grand Champion looked really good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely – those two were for sure the easy pick. I mean, you could have picked them out from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know one of those, like, if you don't know what you're talking about at all, like, this is your first time going, and you look through those goats, you're like, yep, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, my goat looks like a – I don't even know. Look,
when you got there, were you like, oh, crap?
Yeah. Well, I didn't even see them until, like – I technically placed the one round, but they didn't give ribbons out because they wanted me to go out and then let a class come in, and then I was going to go up against the winners of that class. Usually they would, like, give a ribbon in that, like, if they did that, but they didn't do it this time because they were, like, hurrying and stuff. And so I went back in, and then I ended up losing and didn't get place in that round, so...
Yeah,
oof.
But I did place in one round. I just didn't get a ribbon.
Right. But you still make profit off of it, right?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money did you spend on the dang thing?
I think I got it from our friend from, like, I think it was like $150.
And you made how much?
$500.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And we already had like feed and stuff from the cows, so I mean I didn't really spend that much on that.
Yeah.
So I mean we probably had about 200 in them or so, but
and you also
we also have leftover money from the goats.
Yeah.
Like from years past, so.
You also got it as like a little goat too, right?
Huh?
You also got it as like a small goat too, right? It wasn't an adult when you bought it.
Yeah, they were little babies when we got them.
Yeah.
Actually, mine was a bottle baby, but I didn't feed it. The guy that had it before me did.
Okay.
So he was still decently friendly.
Yeah. Are they more aggressive when they're not bottle fed?
Yeah, they're pretty wild, actually.
They like to ram you and stuff.
Well, they're more just scared. Like, if you go up to them, they just flip out and start running around everywhere, and it's really hard to catch them.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want to show one like that, because it would.
Yeah, not but that,
right?
It was crazy, because mine, he was a pretty beefy goat, and we waited too long to band him, so we had to get him, like, cut, and he was pretty wild there until we got him cut, because he was ready to go. he would always come up to me, and you couldn't hardly feed and water that goat without him knocking the bucket out of your hand.
Right.
But, I mean, he was just trying to play around.
Yeah. So and you there, said you said he, like, built muscle on him to try to make him like the beefiest goat there. You said you like walk him.
Yeah. Around. Yeah. They have little collars and stuff with like stuff that you just put on their neck and then you just walk them around.
I wish somebody took me out to go walk around so I can get buff.
Just do it yourself.
I mean,
and then another thing you're supposed to do is like they call it bracing them. It's where you like put your knee in front of their. Like their chest, and then you push against them, and it like flexes their leg muscles. So because they like their goats, they're gonna push back at you because they want to play.
Right.
So it, like flexes their muscles. And that's what you're supposed to do when the judge comes up to like feel their muscles. You're supposed to push against them and have them push back so they can feel their muscles.
Yeah.
You ever had one that just like whenever you try doing it, it's so strong that it just toppled you over?
No, I haven't had that yet. I haven't had a goat that muscular.
He's like, I need to sneak a bighorn sheep in there for that one.
Yeah. A mountain goat.
I have had them, though, where you try to brace them, and then they just start walking backwards. And it's like, wow, what was the point of that?
I can see a goat doing that. Like, why are
that you... happened? That happens so much. That's the hardest part about bracing them is you push against them and sometimes they just walk backwards and then you gotta pull them back and try again. Yeah. And
you kind of want a goat that's a little like playful and a little bit rambunctious.
Oh yeah, you want them to push against you for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. But it's kind of hard to, like, when they're walking backwards, it's kind of hard to get them, like, to flex if they're not pushing against you when the judge is, like, on the next goat getting ready to, like, feel the muscles on your goat.
Right.
They just, like, stroke their hand down their back and down their leg just to feel their muscles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, I can definitely see a goat doing that. Just, like, leave me alone. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm getting away.
Luckily, my goat this year was pretty playful, but he wouldn't push back unless I pushed on his head. So, like, right before the judge would come, I would reach my hand and, like, push on his head, and he'd push back, and then I'd put my hand down.
Yeah. So you, like, practice all that stuff before the actual...
Oh, yeah.
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 Kind of get a routine so you can know your goat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably don't – I know I don't practice as much as I should, but if I practice as much as I should, I probably would have placed this year because my goat looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's true that their pupils are like straight lines.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're.
I mean, that's what I thought, but
they're like cute in their own way, but they're also like kind of creepy if you like look at their eyes.
they're venomous.
Yeah, they're better than lambs though. I think lambs are ugly.
Yeah,
Rev.
My cousins do lambs, and they just they stink a lot more than goats. They're a lot more high maintenance, and
yeah, I can see that.
They're just, they have problems with theirs every year, what comes to some kind of sickness or something. They're just, they're not very clean animals.
Yeah, it's not very hardy.
Yeah, goats are a lot cleaner and less maintenance. The only problem you have with goats most of the time is they get kidney stones, but that's only the males.
Yeah.
Dang. My sister's goat actually died one year. It just fell over and died because it had kidney stone. We were out there and we were like, what is wrong with this thing? And it just dropped over and fell dead. And we were like, what in the world?
RIP.
My mom had a kidney stone.
She didn't. Yeah, my dad did too.
I think I had like a mild one time, but then I just like peed that sucker out.
It's probably just his what's it called? He's got a lot of problems. I don't know.
I was gonna say, where are you going with this?
I don't know. I mean, it was hurting. I don't know. It's just like a pee building up or something, or like I don't know, but it hurt.
I'm not gonna bring up Burger King, so
No, we won't bring that up.
We can tell.
I don't even know if we're going to save that for another podcast. That was.
Oh, jeez.
He woke up from a nap and basically he woke up from a nap and something was there that shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, we were coming back from the beach. And we stopped at Burger King. I slept the entire way.
And he must have thought he was in the ocean during his sleep.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Like we were saying earlier, we just go off track. We talk about something. At first, we were talking about goats, and now we're talking about the time goats. I pee my pants.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways. Now people who are going to watch this are going to make fun of me.
Definitely.
They're going to be like, Burger King. Be like,
listen, if they're watching this far, they're
They're watching this far. There's some real ones.
Facts.
Yeah, they're...
Thanks, Mom.
They're real fans.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Mom. You're a W.
So, yeah. You going to be deer hunting this year, too?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Having videos out and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, too. Because I'm actually going to Kentucky I'm going to be there for the last week of rifle season, so.
Oh, you're going to be here for the last week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I get to have, like, 2 whole weeks with my dad, then.
He's like, I get to have 2 whole weeks without you.
Oh, no, it's not what I meant.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. No, but, yeah, I get to go there, so hopefully me and Layton have some content together or something, deer hunting.
I'm going to try my best not to shoot a monster buck while I'm there. So I can try to say it.
I'm shooting anything I see.
Hey, it's walking you guys,
but I'm shooting it.
When you guys gonna take a hunting trip to Ohio?
Bro, I want to so bad, bro.
That would be so cool.
That'd be dope. One of these days.
Or really me take a trip up to Kentucky. That'd be sweet.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
I mean, we almost did that with Caden. Like we did almost
technically
like
down.
When we all hit big in YouTube and stuff, we'll have to definitely do that.
Yeah. Facts. Kill some of each other's deer.
Yeah. I'm going blank. It's like midnight. I'm sorry. we'll do a a duo. What do you
got? Like a collab.
That's it.
Collab.
Collaboration. We'll do collabs. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
You know how cool that would be if all three of us did a collab.
Right. Did like a little And then we would look at each other's height and be like, this is not what we expected.
Yeah, it's going to be so weird.
Hayden's probably like 6'4".
No, I'm not that tall, trust me.
No.
I think I'm 5'9".
Same.
I'm 5'9". Layton is not 5'9".
I know.
Layton was telling me I'm 5'8", so you must be like 6 foot. And I'm like, I'm not 6 foot. I'm 5'9", and you're way shorter than me. So
it's 5'10".
No, I'm 5'9". I'm taller than me. I'm not 5'11". So we measured.
Taller than me.
We measured each other.
Wait,
and he was only 5'6". 5'9".
He's 5'6".
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's only
5'6". He's 6'2".
Because he was like, I'm 5'8", bro, so you must be like 6 foot. I'm like, I'm only 5'9", so you have to be shorter than that.
My dad. My dad is 5'11".
Your dad is taller than me.
Layton, you're 6'5".
1 inch.
Layton's 5'6".
No, I'm 5'9". I mean, honestly, I identify as being 6'5".
That's what he identifies as. It's 2022.
Hey, listen. Anyone can be anything.
Yeah.
Anyone can be anything. That's the best way to put it.
It's Zootopia.
Yeah. It's Zootopia. Where anyone can be anything.
Yeah. Cue the Shakira song. So if you wanna be 6'5", right, and then you're identify as 6'5", but you're really 5'6". So
no, I just gotta eat my green beans.
Where's my? He does that anyways.
No, I don't.
He's five six
with the heels.
He wears those platform shoes.
Oh,
is there ever a place where I'm not getting bullied? I get bullied around my friends. I get bullied at school. I get
the one place
I'm just playing a game with my friends and they start bullying me. I get bullied on a podcast. That's too far, man.
Bro, you get bullied at school? I ain't right.
Not really. I just feel like
you just get messed with.
I feel like they kind of pushed me away, but I don't really care. It's fine.
Poor Layton and his sad issues.
Hey, you got three more ears. Hang in there.
I only got it.
You're right. But then I also have another 4 years on top of that.
What, are you going to college?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to college.
I'm not smart enough.
I mean, I've already
said I'm just joking.
And then my mom, if I pass the ACT or whatever it's called, then I'm going to have to, but my mom's like, oh, we're going to go ahead. You're going to college, whether you like it or not.
I'm he's
like,
already he's already saved up $3 in his
college. What are you wanting to do, Layton?
Honestly, I kind of want to do photography. I'm, like, really getting into that.
Really?
Yeah. It's like
you can make money there for sure.
Oh, yeah. You can make, like, a crazy profit off of that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be, like, really good at it.
It's not like it's hard work either. I mean, it's not like physically hard work.
Yeah. You just have to find something and then like, hey, picture.
Have a good camera.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
I see where it's mentally draining, though, especially if you're like a traveling photographer and you go try to get crazy pictures of like a lot of stuff across the country. Then like,
There's this dude named Isaac Scotts, I think is his name, on Instagram. I follow him. He takes, like, crazy cool pictures of wildlife and stuff. Like,
he dresses up like ghillie suit and, like, gets down in the woods for, like, hours at a time to take.
Yeah, exactly. He takes pictures of, like, moose. I think he's in Montana, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's been up in Alaska and stuff. That's my dream place to go. That's like,
what are you going to do, Hayden?
I am in school to be an electrician right now.
Ooh.
So that's probably where I'm heading.
Yeah.
dangerous.
Either that or construction, depending on how well I like the classes and stuff right now. Cause
you're trying to get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
You're going to make a lot of money off of both of those.
This year I'm taking a class. Our thing is called, Cat North or whatever. But basically, it's, a different school that you, take a bus, and three periods out of the day, you get to go and do, like applied skills school or whatever. So, one semester is welding, and right now the other one is plumbing, but I'm trying to get it, this environmental science thing. It's where you learn about, greenhouses and, pretty much dirt and stuff like that, growing stuff. Because I'm really into, gardens and stuff and, crops and growing crops and all that.
Yeah. What do they call that? I'm sorry. It's, midnight.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Why am I going blank on this?
Gardening?
Yeah, there's more of, a scientific term, but I can't remember what it is. Huh?
Hoeing?
What?
No.
No, not that. Oh, no.
No.
But anyways, yeah. There's one class that's about that, but it's either going to be that or plumbing and then welding. And then I can take it 2 years in a row. So, and then once I take it, two classes of it, which is two semesters, basically, which is a year of it, then I get a certificate or something to be able to, be an intern or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty much like me, only I get a certificate to be an electrician.
Yeah. Bro, y'all are getting certificates and stuff. I'm just I'm in a class and I'm sticking with it.
That's gonna be my backup. I wanna go to college and do the digital media and go film hunting TV shows and all that.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah, and then eventually I can translate all the stuff I've learned into my own stuff.
I'm just hoping that maybe I'll become an electrician for a while and get some money, and then I'll become a YouTuber full-time. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Travel hunt, and maybe even eventually go TV. That'd be sweet.
That's kind of what I want to do.
That's a dream.
Yeah, because I'm fine with traveling. That's why I want to do the college for digital media and go film hunt shows and everything, because I've traveled. Yeah. I've traveled my whole life. So traveling everywhere and sleeping in random places and going filming hunting shows and being tired and all that. That might not sound fun to some people, but it sounds fun to me.
Oh yeah. I love hunting, and I'm the only place I've ever traveled. The furthest place I've ever traveled is St. Louis or Florida. That's about it.
Yeah, I'd say the same. Florida's the longest. Panama.
Yeah, we don't travel.
Because I used to live in Germany, so.
Oh, yeah.
We don't travel a lot, but that's why I think it would be sweet to, become a traveler, a hunting traveler, and just, go around.
I've never really gone out a lot.
I mean, as of right now, for me, I'm kind of a stay-at-home kind of person, but whenever I, get older, I want to be somebody who, explores more. One of my places that I want to go, my number one places on my bucket list or something, is Alaska. That's my number one place.
Oh, dude, that's me too.
Yeah.
The scenery is insane.
It's awesome.
I don't think it's my number one place, but I want to go to Alaska. I think my number one place would definitely be Montana.
Montana's a good one. Alaska, that's definitely up there for me. And I think it would be cool to go to Africa and do a hunt for buffalo or something like that. Yeah,
that'd be insane.
That would be awesome.
If I'm going to Africa to hunt something, it's Gemsbok or Oryx, whatever you call it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty sweet too.
If I'm going to Africa, I want to shoot the little bitty deer.
Shoot a lion. You know how sweet that'd be to shoot a lion?
That would be.
Y'all ever heard of a dick dick?
Do what?
Y'all ever heard of a dick dick? A D-I-K, D-I-K?
Yeah, the little. That's the little deer, isn't it?
Yeah, it has like little bitty horns and a long nose.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I want to go there. I want to shoot those little bitty deer. They're like 15 pounds or something.
I couldn't shoot that. That thing is too cute.
I didn't know what it was called, but I know what you're talking about.
Meaning. Lane knows all the names. He used to be the dinosaur kid.
I really did. I was like watching Dino Dan and stuff.
I could literally say
Giganotosaurus. So beat that.
I'm over here just watching real tree monster bucks.
He's over there watching monster bucks, and I'm over here Giganotosaurus.
But anyways.
Yeah, my last video got the most views I've had in a while.
Yeah. You need to post another one. When was that? Like June or something?
That was, let me see the date.
It was either late June or early July. Maybe it was early June. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Not to share it out to anybody, because we don't have a lot of listeners or anything, but if you guys are going to post some videos, post them on Mondays or Tuesdays, because the new algorithm, they do better on Mondays or Tuesdays if you post them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but if you post them on Mondays and Tuesdays, like my bow fishing video where I did a bunch of stuff through the summer, I posted it on a Monday, I think, and it did pretty good. And then my last one, I posted on a Tuesday, and it's done pretty good for the chief videos, because usually they don't get a lot of views, but it's done pretty good, so.
I usually post mine on like a Friday night. I try to do it like a weekend.
Yeah. I've just posted them whenever I have them ready, but
that's the same thing. If I get it done, I download it and I'm like, okay, schedule for da 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 da. Okay, boom, yeah, done.
I usually try to do it for like later in the evening too, like when everyone's on their phone.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I schedule the premiere for like, I usually do it like 8 or 8:30, and then
that's me.
People can just watch it whenever, because personally, I don't like watching like premieres, because I like to go through the video or whatever.
Yeah,
I like to be able to go through the video if someone's sitting there just like yapping or whatever.
Well, we do that, so I wonder how the people are thinking about that.
Yeah, that's why I do it for early in the morning, so that it gets done.
True,
and they can just watch it whenever.
Well, you don't have to do a premiere; you can turn that off.
Yeah, I know, but. Do it anyways, because why not? Maybe some people like that, and they want to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. All right, guys, so we're going to kind of wrap this podcast up. We talked about quite a lot within that hour, so some of it was kind of a little bit all over the place, but we got some really interesting stuff from Hayden here, so thanks for coming on the podcast, Hayden.
Yeah, no problem.
It was really fun. The stuff about the fair was really interesting. I know I messaged you at the beginning. I wanted to talk about that because, like, I don't know, that's something I've never really talked about a lot before.
Yeah, like, our fairs aren't near, like, that crazy. Like, we have one fair day. Like, it's literally just one day.
Yeah, we have one fair. And it's like,
really?
Yeah, it's in, like, the spring. It's in, like, April. And, like, there's no. That I know of, there's not really any animal showings like that. It's just a bunch of rides and, like, carnival stuff, pretty much.
Yeah, we got, like, three fairs around here, and two of them happen about the same time, and then one's a different time, but I think only the one I go to does the animals and stuff.
Yeah.
But they also do, like, shows and stuff every night where, like, Demolition Derby and Monster Trucks and...
Yeah.
We have truck pulls. Like, we have those every now and then.
Yeah, they had those, but they do, like, the tractor. Modified.
Yeah. We'll have truck pulls and tractor pulls a lot around here. We used to also have, like, a dirt car race that – or a dirt car track that dirt car race used to happen. And sometimes, the monster jam would come, but – it got closed down or something, but
yeah, they did truck and tractor pulls this year. Man, those things, when they would go off, those things were loud. You couldn't plug your ears.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how fast they're going with the weights on the back, too.
Yeah. They just pull right through it, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's pretty interesting. And also, we talked about YouTube, and we talked about one day we might gonna go up to Ohio, or you come down to Kentucky. So, one of these days. But anyways, I think that's gonna about wrap it up.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to.
Yep, go subscribe to Hunting Outdoors. Ohio Hunting Outdoors. She posts posts hunting videos, fishing videos, like he was saying earlier in the beginning. Whole bunch of stuff. So if you like our content from our YouTube channels, then definitely go check him out. He definitely puts effort into his videos and pretty cool dude. So I think that's going to about wrap it up. I'm Keaton from the YouTube channel Try Outdoors, and then Layton from Endless Outdoors, and Hayden from Ohio Hunting Outdoors on this episode. And we'll talk to you guys in the next one.
See ya.
Peace.